give a better idea after a week of camp of how this is going to work with you and him and whoever else they have in the backfield?
Regardless of who in there, we just got to all prepare mentally and physically in camp, going to the Steelers game, show the coaches what we can do and what we've learned and how we've grown over the year. And, you know, then roles will be put in place more, I say permanent, not permanent, but more base. It'll be more base on the offense as far as what we know, what we got to do.
David, this is the second week now of training camp. What changes each week? I mean, are there certain agendas, certain things that they can concentrate on differently as the weeks go on, or is it just still the same stuff?
A lot of coaches say focus on one thing and make sure you go out there and focus on that one thing and get better at it each day. You know, you might go out there one day and say, I'm going to make sure I learn how to run this route. Yesterday on film, I didn't run it as good, and I want to make sure today I go out there and look better on film. So, you know, just focus on one thing and make sure you get better at that. And some people are talented enough to go out there and focus on multiple things and go out and get better on all of them. But you definitely want to go out there and pick something that you definitely want to come in after practice and say, I got better at that today.
What did you think of the pads the other day? I mean, I don't know if you wore pads or had to wear pads when you were in school, but obviously there's a new rule in the NFL. How'd that go?
Yeah, it's school. And well, until I got to the NFL, we wore pads every day, even in the season. So, you know, it don't bother me either way. We just practice with high intensity either way. And like I said, get better.
I know you came into the season with high expectations. Where are they now in terms of, are they even higher?
This season now, or last season?
This season. This season with high expectations. Now you've been here for, you know, a little over a week. Have your expectations gone up even, or have they been reined in a little bit? Where are you?
It's still the same. What I said before, I want to come in and, like I said, I have a chance to be the starting tailback for the New York Giants, and Super Bowl's here this year. So my main focus this season is going in and wherever and whenever I can contribute. And whenever I'm on the field, I want to definitely have an effect on the game, so in a positive way, so we can win most games as possible and make that run for the Super Bowl.
David, you said you still want to be a kickoff returns. They've had a few guys back there trying to field the kicks. What do you think your main competition is for that job? And is someone starting to challenge you for it? You anxious to see?
like I said, I don't know. I've really been paying attention as far as, like, competition at the position. I know a lot of people want that position, and it's an honor to be back there. And I definitely enjoyed it last year, and I definitely want to be a part of it and have success at it again.
Looking forward to the preseason games, I mean, that's when you're really going to know where you stack up, especially in terms of protection, right?
I'm just looking forward to contact again. Uh-huh. Full speed contact. Me as a running back out here in practice, you know, you get tagged up and you think to yourself, he wouldn't have made that tackle, even if we did it 10 times over again. And, you know, you just have to live with it that you got tagged. But in the game, you can actually break a tackle and get yards after contact. So I'm definitely looking forward to contact again.
You give the defense a hard time when they do that? You like you talk to them and tell them?
They admit it sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
David, I know the plays are still the same, the expectations are still the same, but you and Andre obviously are different than, say, the yesteryears of you and Ahmad and Brandon. Can you just talk about what you think you guys bring to that running game that maybe wasn't there before?
I mean, we always had a pretty decent running back in the backfield, and if not a decent one, a great one. So, you know, that's a lot of credit go to Coach Ingram in that position. He's the coach of that position, and he's doing a great job working with us, and he plays a big role. And, you know, a lot of people don't know it, but he makes sure we understand what we're doing when we're on the field. And, you know, that's why we've had the success in the running game and the running back area like we have.
What's one thing that he's worked on with you as far from a technique standpoint that you've seen a difference on?
He's increased my level of play and running back a lot since he's since I've been here. I mean, from the first day I stepped in, and he just he just gets me to focus on the details and keep elevating my game and doing making sure I do everything right. And the main thing he always says is be a professional. And every day in practice, you know, try to be as professional as you can, and execute